Chapter 19. A Meeting of Three. Moira came back a few minutes later.
I've asked her to meet me at a place where we can sit near the river, she said.
While they waited for Frankie, Bobby felt he must try and explain everything that had happened.
There's a lot to tell you, he said. To begin with, I'm not a chauffeur, and my name isn't Hawkins. It's Jones. Bobby Jones. I come from Marchbolt in Wales.
Clearly, Marchbolt meant nothing to her. Bobby went bravely to the terrible news he had to tell her.
I'm afraid I'm going to give you rather a shock. This friend of yours, Alan Carstairs, he's dead.
To his surprise, she looked sad. But that was all.
He fell over the cliff at Marchbolt, Bobby said.
He had your photograph in his pocket.
Did he? She gave a sweet, sad smile. Dear Alan, he was very loyal.
Did he tell you he was going to Wales?
She shook her head.
You don't know anyone called Evans, do you? Said Bobby.
Evans? No, it's a very common name, of course, but I can't remember anybody. What is he?
That's just what we don't know. Oh, here's Frankie.
Frankie came hurrying along the path.
Hello, Frankie, said Bobby. We've got to have a serious talk. To begin with, it's Mrs. Nicholson who is the original of the photograph.
Oh, said Frankie.
She looked at Moira and suddenly laughed.
My dear, she said to Bobby, now I see why the sight of Mrs. Cayman was such a shock to you.
Exactly, said Bobby.
Moira was looking confused.
Let me explain, Frankie said.
She went straight into the story. But once she had explained their conclusion, that Bassington French must have pushed Carstairs over the cliff, she was brought to a stop by the look on Moira's face.
Roger Bassington French?
Moira's voice was amused.
Your photograph disappeared, and only he could have taken it.
I see, said Moira thoughtfully.
Facts are facts, said Bobby.
No,
Moira shook her head.
Roger might be weak or wild, but pushing someone over a cliff... No, I can't imagine it.
But he must have taken that photograph, said Bobby.
Yes, it seems very strange.
Moira paused for a moment and then said unexpectedly,
Why don't you ask him?